Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Baltimore. Kai here with another Hezekiah moment, God's greatest intentions. And I do apologize. I had a lot going on this morning. I had technical difficulty, thought I set the show up for a certain time, and I didn't. So I'm actually re-recording it, but that's okay. When you are in charge of your own and when you're the own program and you're the producer, you can make changes, you can fix things, and that's what I'm doing, because I definitely want you guys to tune in on Friday night at 9 p.m., calling in 917-889-2271. Again, 917-889-2271. Join us as we prepare for, as we're preparing for God's greatest intentions. And you're probably saying, what the heck is that show going to be about? Well, you know, that show is going to be interesting, because what we're going to do is we're going to actually talk about what are God's greatest intentions for us. Because many times as we go through life, we think that, hey, we know what God's intentions are for us, but basically we don't. But as always, before we get started, let's actually do this right. This time we're going to get everything right, and I'm setting up all the other pages and sending out information and tweeting all that. I want you guys to just be on the lookout for the tweet and everything that goes along man and the mirror. Again, we're going to start off with prayer so we can get this show actually taped and moved on. Dear Heavenly Father, we just praise you, Lord. We give you thanks for our lying down. We give you thanks for waking us up to a day we've never seen before, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that your mercies are new in our lives every morning, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for man in the mirror, for what it represents. Lord, continue to bless those that have been on the show. Bless those that are coming on the show, Lord. And bless this pre-show this morning, Lord, as we're getting ready to figure out what are your intentions, God's greatest intentions, because many things go on in our lives. Many times we think we know what's going on, but we don't. But you, God, you are our greatest GPS. You know what's going on in our lives. You know where you're directing us. You know, we trust in the Lord with all of our heart. Lean out to our own understanding and all our ways acknowledge you. You will definitely direct our path. We ask all these things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Again, as I said, this is another Hezekiah's moment entitled The Greatest Intentions, or God's Greatest Intentions. This week, we'll be talking and discussing about the story of Joseph from the Old Testament, the part at the end where he tells his brothers, what you meant for wrong, God meant it for good. Many times in our lives, we go through a shift or something that throws us off, knocks us off of our game, that we don't think we will ever recover. I've actually went through that myself. And that's where Rediscovering Kai came from, because I went through a shift in my life that knocked me so far off track that I didn't know what was going on. But God knew what was going on before I did. And I just thank the Lord that after I went through it, I needed to go through that, because I needed to be able to get myself straight and right back in the presence of God and what he was doing for me. And so, you know, we don't know what's going on at the times that we're going through that shift, or we're being knocked down, or we're like, okay, what is going on in our lives? Many times we think it's the end of our life. Sometimes we want to die. Some people actually want to commit suicide. I don't condone that, because, you know, God still has a way of saying you're still important. God still has a way of saying that you're still important, that we're still important, that this audience that's listening in is still important. And as I said, that's what happened to Joseph. Due to his brother's jealousy, they sold him into slavery because they didn't want to kill their brother. They just want him out the way. Years ago, a show came out with Donny Osmond, you know, Technicolor Dreamcoat, which actually was a musical about the story of Joseph, of how he was going through and how his brothers wanted him out the way. Because, you know, he was the father's favorite. Many times we have our parents may say they don't, but many have their favorite, and sometimes it affects the others. And this what happened to Joseph. They sold him. They wanted to get rid of him. They didn't want to kill him. They told their father they killed him. They sold him to the Ishmaelite traders, got some wild blood from an animal, put it on his coat, and showed his father and said he was attacked and murdered. So that's what happened to him. But that was not the end of the story. And as I said in my previous version of this episode, this is actually version 2, many times the devil, as he did in my life, and I know he did, peeked into my future and knew something great was going to happen, something good was going to happen. So as he peeked into the future, he chose to try to upset my fruit basket, old game that many of my kids don't know today, upset the fruit basket. And it's like my pastor always preaches, 1 Peter 5:8. In the New International Version, it says, be alert and of sober mind. Keep your mind. The enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. So when he's prowling around, he's trying to knock us off our game. He's trying to keep our eyes on him. Because many times when someone's prowling, when someone's looking around, then if you know that, what are we going to do? We basically are going to be on our game, keeping our eye on them. And many times, if we take our eye off them, that's when we're knocked off our game. That's when we're knocked down. That's when we don't know what's going on in our lives. And that's basically what happened to Joseph. He didn't do anything. As his whole life was shifting in a direction which he didn't know what was going on. And meanwhile, and in Genesis, it says, meanwhile, the Midianite traders arrived in Egypt because his brother sold them to Joseph. His brother sold them to the Midianite traders. They arrived in Egypt where they sold Joseph to Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. Potiphar was captain of the palace guard. And at that moment, his brothers didn't know what was going on. They thought, you know, he was just going to be a slave for someone else. But God was redirecting. God was making things happen. And he became large and in charge. At the end of the story, as I said, we'll go more into it in depth on Friday night. Joseph revealed himself to his brothers and said, but as for you, you thought evil against me. Now, he was honest. You guys thought evil against me. But God meant it unto good to bring to pass, as is it to this day, to save much people's lives alive. And again, it was Joseph had a purpose. His brothers had one agenda, but God had another intention for him. His brother intended harm. But God intended something else for Joseph. And that's, you know, many times as we're going through life, we are going back and forth and back, trying to figure out what's going on in our lives. Many times we say, hey, I understand what's going on when we don't. You know, our money is funny. You know, we get, you know, like me, you get fired from a job you've been over, and I know many people have, and I'm in the class. And even a professor said he was fired from a good job. So being fired over a job is not always the end of the story. It may seem like the end of the story, been there, done that, but it is not the end of the story. And one thing I learned, and God used me, and that's why Man in the Mirror came about, is because we had to become overcomers. The mantra or the motto for Man in the Mirror is real people, real stories, real overcomers. Our stories are living epistles to those who don't know, those who have gone through. A person that's been going through, 9 times out of 10 can't help anybody. 9 times out of 10 cannot help anybody because they haven't been through anything. But if you're a real person and you have a story to tell that you made it through, and we've had many people in the story in the past almost 2 years, and you've made it through, then you have a story to tell somebody. You overcame it, and you're still overcoming, then you are an overcomer. Real people, real stories, real overcomers. Man, the mirror, that mirror is the word of God. And I'm going to use this. I'm going to bring it up. I want you to listen to this because this was a trailer for my book, so you understand why, you know, Man in the Mirror came about. Listen to this and tell me what you think.
When we first accept Christ into our hearts, we think that's the end of it. No, there's more than that. We have to nurture that relationship, and Kai didn't. He accepted Christ into his heart at a very young age and thought that was the end of it. He, like all young people, thought he knew everything. He read his Bible, knew plenty of Bible verses, but that was just intellect. It wasn't saturated in him to keep him safe from the snares Satan was going to set before him as he was getting older. He was the man. Everyone looked to him because he, again, was almost the perfect Christian. But he had an enemy that was very relentless and patient and was just waiting for the perfect opportunity to attack. And that's just what he did. He attacked Kai, and Kai never knew what hit him. It just came.
And as you hear that, it just came. Many times we're going through stuff and it just knocks us off our feet. And we, you know, many times people go through that. And when we go through that, we don't know how we're going to recover from it. We go crazy. Many of us go crazy. But we have to say, hey, you know what? That was just a shift. When I wrote my book, that was just a shift. My life was shifting. Did I know? No. But I had to go through the shift so God can give me Rediscovering God, so God can give me Man in the Mirror, so God can give me all the other things that he had down the line. There was that light, as I wrote in the beginning of the book, that light at the end of the tunnel was there. Many people give up. Now, and I try to tell people, don't give up. You got to keep going because that light is coming. But if you stop, you'll never make it. You know, many times as we're going through, as we're waiting for stuff, we're like, it's not coming. Yeah, it's coming. But, you know, if you're waiting for that check in the mail or waiting for that raise or just waiting for that right person, we can't give up because anytime that we're waiting, we're in a shift in our life. You know, we have to realize that, you know what, God hasn't forgotten me. And as I said, I wanted to give you this, wanted to read this to you, or have this read to you, so you understand what Man in the Mirror is about, because the word of God is that mirror, that as we read it, we become more like that reflection that is in that mirror if we apply it to our life. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror, and after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does. James 1:23-25. And that's extremely important. As we're going through that shift in life, we'll be talking about Friday night. Joseph was going through a shift. Joseph God had a greater, God's greatest intention for Joseph was just that. He wanted Joseph, more for Joseph. A lot of people didn't understand his brothers. So he's gone, but he wasn't. People count us out and down, but we're not. As long as we have God on our side, we will never be counted down and out. It may look like it, it may feel like it, but we're never counted down and out. I'm going to take a little break right now. A couple of words from our, and just want to prepare you guys for another show that's going to happen in 2 weeks. Tune in on September 9th, 2016 at 9 p.m. as we prepare for Miss Angela Wharton. This lady has a story. This lady has a story. She's one of the triple R's, real people, real stories, real overcomers. She overcame a lot. And I want you guys, I don't want to give any information. That show is already set up. So if you go to Hezekiah L. Montgomery fan page or Hezekiah L. Montgomery business page, it is there. The story is there. Click on it. Tell us, you know, come visit the event page. Come listen. Tell us any thoughts, any things you have about the topics she has that's coming on. But, you know, we want you guys to support her that night. September 9th, 2016 at 9 p.m. Call in at 917-889-2271. Please support Miss Angela Ward. This story is a story that you will not, you know, want to forget, or that you want to actually hear her story. And also, if you ever thought about being a guest on our show or have any comments, please call in at 888-501-8650, extension 780. That's 888-501-8650, extension 780. Just call in, tell us what you think of the show, or if you know someone that you would want to be on the show, because we, you know, as we're changing the format of the show, we're just having a blessed time. We want to hear from our listening audience as we're making moves, So again, listen to this song. This song is the song of the week. Lord gave it to me, and I want you guys to listen to it and have a great time as you listen to it, because guess what? We are all overcomers.
Drive by, T-Mac on the radio. Got so much on you.
You're listening live with Man in the Mirror. It's your man, Hezekiah L. Montgomery. Another Hezekiah moment, God's greatest intentions. You can call in at 917-889-2271 if you have anything to say this morning. This is just a short episode that the devil tried to knock me down with it, but I got it together. You know, you have those moments when you wake up, you got everything in your mind, but you don't put everything together the way you want it. Been there and done that, bought a t-shirt. But again, we're just having a small excerpt and our stories, and we're back on track. Our stories never have to end. Joseph's brother thought, look, we're done with him. You know, he's gone. He's sold into slavery. He's somewhere with father. We ain't got to worry about father, you know, treating him like he's the special one. If we trust and rely on God, he will get us back to where he wants us to be. And as I said earlier, God is like our GPS. He will redirect us and get us back on track to be in his will. And why would he do that? Because he loves us that much that no one, the word says that no one should perish. And I can attest to that because I was messed up, ended up somewhere, as I said, I didn't want to be. As you heard in my book trailer, got caught up in a mess. Wasn't the end of my story. It could have been. You know, I felt like going suicide, but me being a chicken, I wrote this in the book. I felt like going suicide. I'm like, sheesh. But that wasn't, you know, that's not what God didn't want me to do. That. I said on a show a long time ago, most men are chickens, so they won't do it. God has something more for me to do once I got my act together and got my life back on track with him. Those times are God's greatest intentions. See, many times, as I said earlier, the devil peeked into my future and seen something great. But what God said, what did Joseph say, what you meant for evil or wrong, it depends on translation. God meant it for good. God turned it around. He turned it around for good. Those are God's greatest intentions. He intends that none be lost, but we live for that we will live forever with him. That's love. And again, that's God's greatest intention. See, God has a lot of work for us to do for him. The devil has a lot going on. He wants us, he's seeking and trying to devour us like a roaring lion. He's going back and forth. He's trying to knock Kai off. He's trying to knock Michelle off. He's trying to, you know, see Maria Walsh, who was my mentor. He's trying to knock the people who are doing his work. He's trying to knock them down. And he tried to knock, as he tried to knock Joseph off. You know, he tried to really get rid of Joseph. Anytime your family turns against you, you know, that's embarrassing. Joseph could have been bitter about him. He's seen his brothers. He could have did them in. But two things was going on there. He showed love. He forgave him. He said, you know what? You're forgiven. Because what you intended one thing. God had other intentions for me. Joseph knew about the God that he served because he served and loved God. So Joseph knew Joseph went through it. He was never mad at his brothers. He knew God spoke to him. He had a relationship. And that's all God wants with us. So he can get us back on track using that godly GPS. That's all God wanted. He wanted us back on track. So again, I want you guys to please join us. As I say, join me. Hezekiah Montgomery, host of Man in the Mirror, and Michelle Johnson, co-host, on Friday night, August 26, 2016, at 9 p.m. as we discuss this in whole. Call us at 917-889-2271 or log in at www.blogtalkradio.com/man-in-the-mirror and tell us your stories of God's greatest intentions. And as always, this is Hezekiah L. Montgomery signing off. And again, I'll see you at the mirror.